Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about three things that I stopped doing when I was ready to go full-time in my coaching business and really start taking this seriously. So this is specifically for you if you know that you are so ready to be full-time in your coaching business, but you also know that you don't yet have the clients and the money to really viably do that in a way that isn't going to put your financial security and your emotional and mental health at risk, because that's what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about helping life coaches who are soul-led, who are currently full-time, to go full-time in their coaching business. So let's dive into this, shall we? There's three things that really stand out for me in what I see across the board with coaches who are, some of them are sometimes freshly certified, others have actually been certified for some time, but that transition going from corporate to coach, from employee to entrepreneur, is taking a hot second. And there's a couple of things that I'm see are happening from a mindset perspective and an energetic perspective that's actually filtering through in what you're doing from a strategic and tactical perspective. I think this is the thing, and you'll hear me say this time and time again, and I think eventually it will really land if it hasn't already, is that you can literally do anything in your business and anything has the capacity to work. But what actually makes it work is the way that you execute it, who you are being as you show up in your business. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, okay? So stay with me here, because these are going to be some very palpable mindset shifts and energetic shifts that you can implement right this second. So let's dive in. Number one is sitting in indecision. I see this a lot. I even see this with coaches who are full-time, who are making money. And I see it in myself on occasion. And the difference between where I'm at and where you're at, and when I say that, by the way, it isn't that where I'm at is better, but it's where I know you want to be. I know you want to be in a position where you know how to create clients and you know that money is coming in very regularly. And the indecision, when I see it come up for me, it's me going, oh, I don't know what to do or how best to proceed. I don't know whether or not I want to do it this way or that way, or if I want to stick with this or that. And the difference between me and you, because it's not that I don't ever experience that. The difference is that when I see it, A, I see it, and then B, I act on it very quickly. The minute I notice my indecision, I can then go, okay, what are we doing here? Are we procrastinating? Are we scared to make a decision? Is the fear showing up in some way? Totally normal, right? Because we're human. We all have like human brains. But how do we move through it? So I see this a lot with choosing your coaching offer, choosing who your client is, really getting specific about who you want to help, how you want to help them, choosing a price. What I hear a lot from coaches is that you have so many things you want to talk about, that you're multi-passionate, that there's so many ways that you could use coaching. And also what I see is that when you make a decision, which obviously is amazing, but you make a decision and then the minute it gets hard, you want to change course. You want to like find something new, add something different, try something else. And there is a duality to be had here, because at the beginning of your business, you're not, you know, you're not wed to anything. You're just kind of dating, feeling around. But at some stage, you need to have the talk. And I think you know the difference when it comes to romantic relationships, when you're skirting around the dating and no one's really committing to each other. There is a point where the dating gets a little bit old, a little bit boring, a little bit, what are we doing? What is this? And into, okay, can we just call it what it is? Can we call this a committed relationship, right? And that's that's what your business needs as well. Your business doesn't want you to be dating it. Your business wants a committed relationship from you. Your business thrives on monogamy. Even if your personal preference is different, your business is going to thrive off monogamy. It wants to know where it stands. It wants to know that you're in this, you're in a committed relationship, and that you're not going to jump at the first hurdle, that you're not just going to run away, try something else, try a new strategy. It's going to leave your business wondering, what about me? What's happening here? Okay. So the relationship analogy is really good. And I've never thought of that before in this way, but I tend to channel things like that in the podcast. So there's an example. So notice if you're doing this with your niche, your offers, your price, even your marketing platform. Like, are you doing Instagram? Are you doing Facebook? Are you starting a Facebook group? Is it going to be TikTok? At some stage, you need to decide. I think you know where you're making indecision in your business. The next step is to just be onto yourself. As I always say, be onto yourself, coach, and make a decision. And then the work is learning to be in a committed relationship with those decisions, right? To trust yourself, to be able to say, no, I made this decision for a reason and I love my reasons. And if this is something that you either really need soundboarding on, and you just need to bounce ideas off, or you know that there is a deep psychological fear that's really going on behind the sidelines, like that fear of being tied down, that fear of getting it wrong, the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, the fear of missing out, right? These things, FOMO, like it's a thing. And if this is coming up for you, then you'd be perfect for one-to-one coaching, okay? Because this is exactly what I do with my one-to-one clients. We are making powerful decisions, and we're not just making decisions, we're seeing them through. And knowing how to see something through fully, and then if you decide to pivot, it's because the pivot was really what your soul needs to do, not just the fear talking and trying to like be a passenger seat or backseat driver and just take over. There's a whole different, like there's ways to change your mind in your business. And that's happened so many times in such beautiful ways with my clients. Some of my clients have changed niche, have completely changed direction, have changed marketing platform, but we're not doing that willy-nilly from a place of fear. We're doing it from a place of empowered decision-making. It's a whole vibe and it leads you to a whole different path. And when you do it from that place, it's because you are elevating into the next evolution of you, as opposed to what I normally see, which is going from decision to decision to decision, never really making a decision, and then wondering why it's never working because you're never giving it a chance to work. So number one is stop sitting in the indecision and start making empowered decisions. And this is exactly what I do with my clients in the CEO strategy session. We literally kick off the entire container with that extreme clarity, with that decision making to say, you know what, I'm putting my stake in the sand. I'm going to make these decisions on the things that you need to make decisions on. And then you have my support to execute it, to actually see it through. So notice, is it for you? Is it the like fear of the decision making in the first place? Or is it that you're making a decision, but it's a false decision because you're really not seeing it through? And that when something goes wrong or you're not getting the results that you really expected or you wanted, you're adding so many stories, that failure, and it's really bringing you down, that it's stopping you from making progress, that the decisions you are making are not serving you. Both happen. Okay. There's no judgment. There's no shame. Just know it and know that you can be supported to overcome it, because that's the progress your business is wanting you to make. So step two is, and this does link to decision-making, but step two is to stop waiting for permission. This I see is very common for my clients who come from having worked all their life, right? Like we go to work, we have a set job description, we have set rules in the workplace, we have a boss that we have to get sign off for, permission from, we have to agree performance. We also have to be validated by someone else. We have to be validated by our boss if it's 360 performance reviews. We have to be validated by a whole group of people. We don't get to make those decisions for ourselves. And it isn't just the workplace where that was taught. That started from education, and that started from the way that we were raised. You know, we had to rely on people who were bigger than us, more able-bodied than us, to feed us, to fend for us. So in many ways, every single person comes from some kind of conditioning. And the level of which you have independence, even if you are somebody that classes yourself as highly independent, especially if you have extreme success in your career, you have developed success by playing by somebody else's rules. It's very rare that I meet a true intrapreneur in the workplace. Intrapreneur is somebody who has entrepreneurial skill sets, but within the workplace. Those people are pretty maverick. They kind of go it alone. They set their own rules. But most of my clients are not intrapreneurs or entrepreneurs. They are very much employees, very effective, very successful, high performing, high achieving type A employees, but employee nonetheless. And so if, like me, you come from an employee corporate background, then yeah, you're probably used to waiting for permission. And maybe no one's ever said it this way. I mean, I know if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you've definitely heard this before. But if this is the first episode you've listened to, or it's just landed differently this time, again, never any shame, never any judgment. We just want to know what we're working with and to see how it's coming up in our business. And the way that it comes up in your business is when you have something on your heart, on your soul that you want to say, that you know that you're seeing, you're observing, you're seeing it in your client sessions, you're just seeing it even just observing in the online space from the rooms that you're in, from the places that you're in, where you're contributing as a coach or even lurking as a coach, even if you're not contributing. You're an intelligent, smart coach. Like, you're picking up on things. The way you see things, it matters. Yeah. Are you speaking about it in your messaging? And if you are speaking about it in your messaging, are you owning it fully from a place of authority, from a place of, I'm seeing this and this matters and it should matter for you too? And if you're not doing that, if you're holding back on what you want to say, and especially if you find yourself holding back in coaching containers that you don't want to piss your clients off, that you don't want them to think badly of you, that you worry that they're going to judge you in any way, or that you want the container to be such a happy, like, aha kind of container, that you're scared to say the thing they really need to hear, that you're scared to say the truth that could actually be the very thing that changes everything for your clients, then you're waiting for permission. Okay, so notice that. Notice if that's happening. And the shift is that if you really want to be your own boss, yeah, that's what loads of my clients come to me saying. They say to me in consults, I want to be my own boss. I'm ready to run my own business. I want to make my own money. I want to go to market. I want to talk about the things I care about. Then you have to be your own boss. The things that you're waiting for from your boss, you've got to remember you're the boss now. So if you're the boss, the only one that can give you permission is you. So how does this work when it comes to one-to-one coaching? Because it's not like I'm giving my clients permission. This is the thing. Sometimes when you're not experienced, you're still practicing the muscle of being your own boss, of giving yourself permission. It helps to have a coach and mentor who can spot the blind spots. Notice the times where I can feed back to you and say, look, this looks like you're waiting for permission here. That's sometimes what you need to give yourself permission. So know where you need support with that, because until you're practiced with doing it, until those muscles are developed, then yeah, it's hard to do. Just like starting at the gym is really hard to do when you can barely lift a weight. It takes time. It takes progression. It takes intentional thought to remember the power that you have, to harness it, to choose it on purpose over and over again. And in time, that feeds into your decision-making, into the way that you show up, into the way that you advocate for yourself and for your clients and the things that you care about, that you want to be here for, the leadership, the space that you want to take up, that requires self-permission, self-leadership, self-power, self-sovereignty. Well, self-sovereignty is a bit of a counterproductive word, just sovereignty, sovereignty in and of itself. So you've got to give it to yourself, okay? Number three is to stop thinking of yourself as a baby coach or somebody who's new. I'm new to this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a baby coach. I'm just certified. And look, in many ways, I want you to continue to embrace the beginner's mindset because there's so much value in that. There is so much that you can gain from approaching things with those fresh, wide-eyed, I want to consume it all, I want to learn it all, I want to do it all. That's a really, really good thing. I don't want to take that away from you. I don't want you to have to pretend to be further ahead than you are. Like, use the new card as much as you need when it comes to you being in a place of growth mindset. But it doesn't serve you when it comes to how you're showing up in front of your clients. And it doesn't mean that you can't acknowledge and be in integrity about where you are on your journey. There is absolutely nothing wrong with owning the fact. In fact, I encourage you, own the fact, celebrate it fully that you are new, that I have just certified, or I'm 6 months in, or yeah, I'm building my business alongside my corporate career. That is amazing. The more you own it, the less anyone can have a problem with it. And if they do, they're not your client. But the minute you've said that and declared it, then it's done. Like, you don't need to milk it. You don't need to use it as an excuse to not own what you do know. Like, so what? Okay, so you're certified, you're fresh off the block, and that isn't an excuse to pretend you don't know how to coach someone. That isn't an excuse to pretend that you can't start charging money, even if it's a small amount to begin with. You get to say, hey, I'm freshly certified. So that means that my pricing is $50 an hour, $100 an hour, $200 an hour, whatever feels aligned to you, it really doesn't matter. But you being able to say, yeah, this is my fee, and that's it. Like, you're done. Now it's about stepping into that professional mode and realizing that you have something profound to offer, even when you're new at this. And in fact, the fact that you're new at this makes it such a good thing, because often new coaches have all of that fresh knowledge in their mind. So you are actually conducting coaching sessions far more to the book often than a more established coaches, because they've developed their own way. Coloring outside the lines a little bit more. Like, both are amazing. Both have so much to give. So it's not that you don't ever want to be like, I'm never ever saying pretend to be something you're not. I'm saying own fully who you are, but don't use it as an excuse to fall back. And if you're thinking, oh, I'm not experienced enough to be charging enough money, I don't know what I'm doing enough to charge more money, or I haven't done enough to charge more money, these thoughts, they can stay with you for all the way through replacing your corporate salary, 50K, 100K, a million, whatever. You could be thinking that for every income level. It's never going to serve you, that thought. So you need to be on to yourself. What is the energy that you're coming at it with? Okay, so there's nothing wrong in and of itself with saying I'm new or I'm a baby coach. I mean, maybe I wouldn't say baby coach, like, you're a grown ass man or woman. You're not a baby coach. You're new, fair enough. But actually then claim where you are, and then what? Focus on your client. If you keep making it about you, your client's not going to know how you can help them. So this is not so much about you being new or not. Anybody can use this as an excuse. You know, I could still say, and I sometimes do, and you've probably heard me say on the podcast, in the grand scheme of things, I've been at this for 3-4 years. Compared to my corporate career that I was at for 10, 11 years, yeah, I still feel fresh off the block. And yet, in some ways, in so many ways, I bring so much wisdom, so much skill, so much experience. So I own fully where I am, and I never use where I am as an excuse to play small, because actually I have so many reasons to play big, and I do, and you can too, even if you are freshly certified or you've been in it for 6 months or less than a year. So let's recap the three things: sitting in indecision, waiting for permission, and you thinking of yourself as new and using it as an excuse. Drop me a DM if this was helpful. And if you want to connect so that we can work together one-to-one, then drop me a message and I would love to connect with you. Or if you know you just want to get right into it, then you can go ahead and book a free consult. And you can find that on my website at www.coachingwithpamela.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, then let me know by subscribing and leaving a little review or giving it 5 stars. It means the world and it helps more people find it. So I'll leave it there today. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week.